When all is said and done, how much will the spill cost BP?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Right now we're going to ask today's big question. What's the price tag going to be for BP after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was cleaned up? In its earnings report out today, the company officially set Tony Hayward's departure date as CEO. He's going to leave the post on the first day of October. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports for Marketplace BP is putting a positive spin on its future.
The well's capped and the oil's dispersing. The perfect time for Hayward to leave, says BP's chairman Carl Henriks Vanberg. He praised Hayward, but said it had been a mutual decision.
He is realistic and honourable, and we all came to the conclusion that in order to rebuild the reputation, in order to rebuild our leadership position, we needed fresh leadership.
Svanberg hasn't come out of this untainted either, after referring to Gulf Coast residents and business owners as small people. But he's sure he can win back the confidence of the US public. In its earnings report, BP put the price tag for the Gulf leak at $32 billion, and Svanberg admits the final bill could be higher.
It's, of course, a huge loss that overshadows everything else, but the underlying performance of the company is actually strong. It continues to be strong. We have strong assets around the world. We have strong cash flow.
Experts warn today that on top of all BP's other troubles, this could be one of the most expensive and drawn-out legal battles in US history. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
By the way, BP says it'll offset the entire amount of money it spends, fines and all, against its US and British tax bills. That could save it $10 billion in the long run. Wall Street and the business world are trying to unwind the sweeping financial regulation overhaul President Obama signed into law last week. And one part of that law getting some attention offers whistleblowers lucrative bounties for spilling the beans on wrongdoers. Reporter Janet Babin is with us live this morning to talk about it. Morning, Janet.
Hey, Steve.
So how big are these rewards?
Well, under the new law, anyone who tells the SEC about violations and they lead to the SEC collecting $1 million, that person will receive up to 30% of the amount their information brings in. So 30% of $1 million, not bad. Mm. They'll also get to remain anonymous until their cash reward's paid out to them. Stephen Crimmins is a partner with the law firm K&L Gates. He represents clients in SEC enforcement investigations.
The lawyer now can tell them, look, you have an option here. You can go into the SEC. You can qualify for the tremendous bounty that Congress has said the SEC can pay. And if they're on the edge of the misconduct, the SEC will quite probably give them a cooperation agreement, which will protect them from prosecution.
So Crimmins says lower-level workers on the edge of this wrongdoing are now going to have a place to turn, and this is really going to make the SEC more effective.
And Janet, where's this big reward money going to come from?
So the SEC, they're going to pay whistleblowers out of a new stash of money called the Investor Protection Fund. And the money in that fund, Steve, is going to come from money that the SEC collects from other cases. So it's going to be self-funded.
Mm. All right. Janet Babin reporting live this morning. Janet, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. U.S. Steel posted a loss for the last 3 months, but the steelmaker says it sees a profit perhaps next quarter. And Lockheed reported earnings up 12% for the second quarter on robust sales of hardware. Let's see how stocks are doing overseas. European markets are up right now, 0.5% or more, helped by a positive report on German consumer confidence. Wall Street yesterday, good home sales report, and that helped markets gain a little. The Dow added 100 points, about 1%, to end the day at 10,525.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
Every year, thousands of young people are diagnosed with diabetes. It can be tough to motivate those kids to test their blood sugar levels. But there's a new device that could make testing a little more tolerable. Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll reports.
Jessie Holland is 12 years old. She has diabetes. About a dozen times a day, Jessie pricks her finger to test her blood sugar level. If it's too high or low, that can be a big health risk.
It's just hard to keep up with my testing because I like to be outside and I just forget about it sometimes because I don't want to, but I know it's something that I have to do.
To make testing more fun, the drug company Bayer is selling a new glucose meter called the Digit. It syncs with a Nintendo DS, you know, like a Game Boy. The Digit costs about $75. After Jessie tests her blood sugar level on the digit meter, she plugs it into her Nintendo DS.
And then it's just uploading it.
She gets points every time she tests, and also for having a good blood sugar level. Those points can be used in games.
And then you just get to unlock more stuff with the more better numbers you get.
Jessie's mom, Beth, says the digit helps keep her daughter on track.
That's a huge incentive with kids being as techno-savvy and as video game related as they are now, because it will help them want to do it, especially with the younger ones, I think.
Diabetes care is a huge market, and the digit is just one of several products that pairs good habits with gaming. Aaron Kowalski is a scientist at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
If we can intervene and intervene early with good tools that help improve glucose control, not only will it help the patient, but I think it'll help healthcare costs.
More people are being diagnosed with diabetes every day, especially children. If Bayer establishes a relationship with kids through the digit device, it may have these customers for life. Les Funtleiter is a healthcare strategist at Miller Tabak.
Once people are comfortable and it's successful, they very rarely switch unless they absolutely have to. So it does become a question of customer loyalty.
If these products catch on with kids, winning that video game might mean more than a high score. It could mean a longer life. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And finally, a group of French nuns is joining the ranks of recording artists over at Decca Records. The French convent was chosen out of 70 others from all around the world. Producers say they were impressed with the nuns' skills at Gregorian chant. The nuns' new CD will be released in November. The parent company of Decca also produces Lady Gaga and Eminem. So when they all get together this holiday season, won't that be a fabulous party? This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Follow me on Twitter at Chiatakis, MMR. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.